was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A-toot, a-toot, a-toot to the other toot. He blows it into the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he played boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump into the bar. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Toot-toot-toot-la-da, toot-la-da, toot-toot, he blows it into the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He puts the boys to sleep with boogie every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He is the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Bye.